Guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
And it's me, Spencer.
那今天呢，我们要说说大家都非常喜欢的话题，那就是
什么话题呢？
吃。
吃的。OK, 我们要说食物。OK, cool. So we got to talk about food today, but what kind of food are we talking about?
今天是比较特别的，就是在美国比较网红的，中国食物有零食，然后有我们传统的这种保健品，像枸杞子，然后还有一个 Spencer 跟我说，他小时候就是他记忆中第一个在美国非常走红的中式的小吃，就是珍珠奶茶，是吧？
Bubble tea, that's right. Okay, cool. So we're going to talk about all these popular Chinese foods that are now popular in America, right? Sounds good.
对，而且我觉得他们是比较怎么说 ，like non-mainstream, almost like a cult status. 我们说 cult，它一个意思是邪教，但其实我觉得这种网红的东西就是比较这种地下小众流行，也可以叫做 they have a cult status, right?
Right. Yeah. It's.Basically something that's, yeah, I mean, like you said, it's not so mainstream, 不是很流行的, but it's like very popular among a good amount of people.
对,我觉得今天还有最精彩的就是我们的推送里面会截取很多就国外的朋友他很真实的对于这些食物的一些 review, 点评看法包括他们很创新的吃法。大家都可以到我们开言英语的微信公众号开放的开语言的言去了解一下啊。So first of all,Spencer, 你是一个 you're a health nut a bit.
Yeah, for the most part, I think I've relaxed a little bit in the recent years. But for the most part, I eat for health, not for taste. So I avoid a lot of unhealthy things.
对 ，Spencer 他很注重健康，很注重健身。那这个东西呢，是最近你们在美国像你这样的 health nut 人群非常 popular 的一个东西。
Goji berries.
是的，枸杞子。
Yeah, far as I remember, they were quite expensive in the States, but here they seem to be pretty cheap. I know a lot of foreigners who buy them up in big bags.
啊，所以枸杞子的英文你刚说是
Goji berries.
Goji berries. Berries 就是那种莓，对吧？像 blueberry 蓝莓，然后枸杞就 Goji 就好像从我们中文音译过去的。但我还看到它是不是还有一个名字叫 wolfberry?
Oh, yeah, I have seen that before. Yeah, yeah. But I think for the most part, people call them goji berries.
就现在比较大众化的叫法就是 So speaking of goji berries, 我这里要特别谢谢我们一位宁夏的用户因为前段时间、我们收到了一大箱
huge
box of goji berries.
So a huge box.
But you were still in the States, so I'm sorry, everyone.Got a big bag, 但我那份可以留给你，你等一下问他们要一下，好吧？
好，好，好。
所以谢谢我们的这位用户啊。那这个goji berry呢，我觉得在美国它的吃法和中国不太一样。
Actually, I mean, I think I've seen them used in quite a few things, but when I think about us foreigners, I think we just 直接吃 I think we just kind of eat them straight.
就是 raw, 就它一般就是 like semi-dried, 干的。
对对对对对就是跟 like 什么葡萄干差不多的 They're kind of like raisins, you know, and then you just kind of pop them in your mouth, kind of.
对这个我也要跟你说因为我是其实好几年前大概七八年前我有一个很好的朋友她是美国女孩然后她是加州也是这种很注重健康她那时候到中国她也发现说What? Goji berries were so cheap. 因为就像你说在美国很贵然后他每天就是会抓就一把一把的往嘴里放。然后我就跟他说我说 You can't eat so many at once. 我说你一次不能吃这么多。因为好像从小我妈就跟我说就是少少吃一点泡茶或者什么是好的 But if you eat too much, there are side effects. 就是有副作用、
oh, really?
对对对。太良性了我忘了。
Goji poisoning, okay. Well, you know, us Americans, we don't know how to do anything in moderation. If we like something, we do it to the extreme, Jenny. That's what we do.
但是其实我看到现在那个国外，就美国的一些 goji berry 的吃法，也可以给我们中国朋友一些新灵感 ，new inspiration. For example, for breakfast.If you have milk with cereal or yogurt, 上面可以撒一点这个枸杞的干，就不一定都要泡水泡茶。
Yeah, you could put them on like your yamai pan, like on your oatmeal or something like that.
Okay.
If I put raisins on top of something, I might put goji berries on top of something.
对，反正这在美国突然很红，就是它是什么非常好的一个抗氧化，是吧 ？Antioxidant.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It will keep you calm, 让你就是很安神，然后呢、mm-hmm. 帮助你睡眠，然后 it also aids in weight loss, 还会有一些减肥，就 weight control 的功效。Mm-hmm. 嗯，好，反正枸杞子最近在美国很当红。对我自己来说，我是看美国人一些新发明的吃法，我真的也挺被 inspired, 因为这个就反而我们中国人自己有点想不到。
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, here, when I think about it, I think I've only really seen them used in tea. I think maybe I've seen them on some sort of like dessert here in China, but that's about it.
Yeah, so like many things in life, you know, the most precious things are usually close to home. 就在你身边啊。那我们前面讲到是 very healthy goji berries. 那接下来这个东西 not necessarily...as healthy, 但是也是今年在美国网上挺红的一个中国零食。这个东西就是辣条。
Oh, 辣条。It's kind of like a spicy gluten product, isn't it?
对，特别高兴你能在这儿给我们翻译一下，因为辣条我之前都想着怎么说啊 ,spicy sticks。
A spicy stick.
但其实后来看到就是在亚马逊上大家对这个东西比较官方的翻译就是 spicy gluten 那 gluten 其实是面筋是吧就 Spencer 吃过美国这两年不是很流行什么 gluten free diet 无麸质
there's a lot of there's a lot of people they're like oh no I can't eat that I'm allergic to gluten I have a gluten allergy it's not good for me
所以他们看到这个东西就会整个 go crazy, 就会疯掉是吧说你就是吃一个完整的 gluten。
Yeah, but it's one of those like, health food, 怎么说趋势 like kind of like a trend. It's kind of like a health food trend that's like, I think a lot of people really can process gluten and it's not a big deal, so.
Hey, Spencer, 你吃过辣条吗? Have you had spicy gluten and do you like it?
I have eaten it, but not all that much. You know what? Speaking of gluten, though, what I have had is a lot of benbang cai 的那个四喜烤麸
啊，烤麸就我们上海本帮菜的烤麸。
Yeah, I think that's really good, actually. Sometimes it's a little sweet, but it's delicious.
像辣条 spicy gluten, 我觉得它在亚马逊上美国人购买了以后，就对它的一些形容，这也是可以成为我们很好的英语学习的内容啊。就说它的这个 texture, 就是质感、口感是 soft but chewy at the same time.
Soft and chewy, all right.
就是又软、yeah. 但是呢又有嚼劲儿。
对对。
So, chewy 就是有嚼劲儿对吧
Yeah, so it's, yeah, I mean, pretty much it's something you could kind of, you know, you don't just swallow it right away, you kind of enjoy it in your mouth for a little while.
然后还有一个人说这辣条是 finger licking good, 这什么意思啊 ?finger licking good.
Finger licking good, so you gotta lick all the stuff off your fingers afterward, otherwise, 就是浪费 you don't wanna waste the taste.
就是这个短语也很好，你形容一个东西特别好吃，可以说 something is finger licking good, 就是你可以把手指一个个的舔过来，把那个，对，不要浪费，因为这东西太好吃了，是吧？
Exactly, but it has to be something that leaves flavor on your taste, I mean, sorry,leaves flavor on your fingers, you know what I mean? Like something kind of with like some juice to it. Okay, talking about spicy stuff here, you made me think of another thing that's now really, well, it has a bit of a cult following, and that's lao gan ma.
Hot sauce.
Any hot sauce, it's lao gan ma, come on, you know. It's very, you know, du yi wu er 的那种辣椒酱, right? You know, it's very unique hot sauce in it that's in its own field, Jenny.
它自成体系 It created this new category, right? The 老干妈 category. 所以英语里面辣椒酱我们基本上可以就叫 hot sauce, 是吧
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, though, there's so many different kinds of hot sauce, so...you know, you should specify 老干妈, I think, if that's what you're talking about.
我就看到很多美国人他也是很创新的吃法比如我那个有人说他说 Oh, I serve it on everything and with everything. 他说就是我拿老干妈配各种各样的东西吃他说有 salads, 沙拉, steak, 牛排, sushi,、寿司 然后他说还有那个 burger,汉堡里面它也加点老干妈。
I usually just, I haven't used it lately, actually. But I went through a little phase where I'd use it sparingly. You know, I might use like a small spoon of it. Like I'd throw it in like kind of like a, if I'm like, you know, like chao tai, if I'm like, you know, if I'm like stir frying a bunch of stuff, I might put a little bit in there. And a little bit goes a long way, I think.
对对对因为它味道 very intense, 特别的这个浓厚、yeah. 是吧
对浓厚的对。
好那我们今天讲了那么多都咸的东西我觉得现在我们是时候来点甜的或者喝点东西。最后这个东西就是你小时候第一个爱上中国的一个小小饮料。
yeah, so that'd be the bubble tea.
珍珠奶茶。
Yeah.
Bubble 是泡泡对吧所以那个珍珠奶茶不叫 pearl milk tea, 叫 bubble tea.
Well, yeah, we call it bubble tea, but some places you'll see like on the menu, it might say pearl tea or might even say pearl bubble tea. But yeah, bubble tea basically does mean the 珍珠, the pearls.
但是那个珍珠奶茶里面的珍珠英文叫 tapioca, 是吧
Yeah, the tapioca, yeah, because it's made of tapioca, yeah, yeah, the tapioca pearls, tapioca bubbles, yeah.
就是木薯粉,就 tapioca. 然后那个西米叫 sago, 是吧? Sago.
Oh, yeah, 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 I forgot about that, actually. But yeah, 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 that's what it's called.
就是美国的,它其实和中国都一样的,你可以 customize your drinks, 就是个性化定制你的 drink 里面要加什么都可以 you know, pudding, 就是加布丁啊加什么 sago, tapioca, 然后你就说我要什么半糖什么都行。
Yeah, yeah, I usually get the, I'm pretty boring, I guess I like it a little more qing down, I get like the 无糖, I get no sugar added.
那无糖显然是 no sugar, 如果半糖呢 half sugar?
You might say half the sugar, or like semi-sweet,Something like
semi-sweet, OK. 但我觉得在就外国人我看他们喝 bubble tea 绝对不会说什么少冰或者去冰因为你们就喜欢冰很多的对吧
Yeah, usually. But yeah, I mean, you know, you get with ice.
你小时候第一次喝这个 bubble tea, do you remember how old were you roughly? 几岁的时候
I was in elementary school. I was probably, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9, something like that.
这么小的时候所以二十多年前。
二十年前
啊，好，你很对，三岁是我们里面最小的，就除了打烊奶奶。What do you like about bubble tea? 就你觉得什么是美国人特别喜欢 bubble tea 的原因啊
？Well, talking about chewy things, I did like how it was, I like how the tapioca balls are chewy, and then my favorite flavor was the 怎么说芋头 like the taro. Yeah, the taro flavor. I think it was really delicious. Once I like something, I kind of stick with what I like. So usually if I go get a bubble tea or something like that, I'll just kind of stick with what I know sometimes. I mean, I like to venture out sometimes, but I usually stick to that flavor.
而且我觉得另外有一个就是 bubble tea 在美国非常受欢迎的原因就是it's become a social thing. People would say, oh, let's get bubble tea together. 或者他们会 you know, people go hang out in the bubble tea bar. 就是、yeah. 特别在我觉得美国西岸吧就是旧金山的地方真的很多白人而且就是在什么硅谷工作 Silicon Valley 那种技术男他们周五晚上他不去泡吧他说我们去泡那个 bubble tea bar. It's like a very geeky thing. 这种奇客都特别爱到那里去喝喝珍珠奶茶玩桌游 play board games. 就是对这个很有意思的我觉得。
Dude, let's go get like some bubble tea and like, oh man. the next day, oh man, my head is totally rocking. How many bubble teas did I have last night, dude? Oh, I don't know. You were putting them back. You must have had like 5 or 6, man.
Well, which makes me wonder, 他有没有什么加酒精的 bubble tea 啊，在美国，就是做成一个像 cocktail 鸡尾酒一样的。
Totally could do that if you had the right flavor, because bubble tea, it has like a thick enough consistency. You could put some alcohol in it, and it probably wouldn't be that bad.
Hey, maybe there's a new business idea for you. 以后回美国的话可以搞这个哦。
Well, I could start it out here first. I'm actually supposed to start we're opening a bar in a couple months here in Shanghai, so maybe we can do that. Yeah,
that'd be the concept. 我们开言的那个用户见面会还有英语角可以放那儿吧。
And we can maybe
好，然后
we can get
all our listeners together. 鸡尾酒珍珠奶茶。好了，那希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目，因为快要过年了嘛，希望带给大家一些就是过年就是吃喝玩乐有意思的好内容。诶，你看到过什么中国的零食也好呀，这个小玩意儿也好，是美国人特别喜欢的，让你觉得很 surprising 意想不到，都可以在留言里面跟我们分享。
Go ahead and leave us a comment and let us know what you think.
其实去年快要过年的时候呢，就有很多朋友成为开言的会员，然后新年的时候大家都会觉得要做一些新的尝试和提升，那也希望我们开源呢能够在你学英语然后了解国外文化的这个道路上面帮助到你，让你觉得这个过程是非常有意思并且有收获的。大家可以到我们的微信公众号先来免费试用我们的会员课程，那我们每天都有发布新课，然后已经也发布了差不多800节各种主题很实用有意思的英语口语课，会员都可以在我们开源英语的 APP 里面学习。而且学习一年呢，我们一直是维持非常亲民的一个价格，只要629。现在每周还有直播课。Okay, thank you for listening. 到开言英语的公众号给我们留言吧。We'll see you next time. 再见。
下次再见。